This is Jay Sekulow, an update on the legislation involving Jimmy Carter's trip to Hamas and more developments at the Supreme Court of the United States.
The former president, Mr. Carter, is being totally irresponsible in meeting with terrorists, and there must be consequences.
No member of the Israeli government would speak to me. It didn't break my heart. It added a sign of some excitement and spice to the trip.
I can't put into words how disappointed I am in Mr. Carter. I just don't know what he is possibly thinking.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to give you an update on a couple of matters. One that's important here, and that is this weekend on television, we've got a very special program that was shot just a few days ago in our studios in Washington, D.C. It's involving the student Gina and the college case. You know the case. It's the student that was discriminated against so significantly, told you could not fully participate in the class unless you agree that there's a possibility that God does not exist. That was the actual language. Well, we've got our TV cameras went into our radio studios. We've got a very special TV program for you this weekend. We encourage you to go to aclj.org to get information about it. So that should be very interesting as well. I encourage you to do that. We're also going to give you an update on some of the Supreme Court work that's going on right now, especially those cases out of Utah. Those cases, of course, involving Ten Commandment displays that are under attack. But now, before the Supreme Court, they granted review. We're handling those cases. All of this going, by the way, on simultaneously. So we've got a lot of things we're working on in that regard. So I want to encourage you there. So you want to really pay attention to the programming coming up this weekend on television. So we're really optimistic, very excited about this new TV program. It's a new format, too. So we certainly want to hear what you think about that. On Monday's program, we'll give you an update on Gina DeLuca's situation. She's the college student. That's going to be the focus of the radio program that's for television, the TV program you'll see this weekend. So we'll give you updates there. And Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina is going to be our guest on Tuesday. The reason why? One last chance to see if we can get something done on behalf of our military chaplains. So we're going to want to get into that on the broadcast next week. So on this broadcast, let me tell you what we've got. We're going to be coming up after the break. We're going to have some special interviews that I did earlier in the week. You're not going to want to miss this. Congressman Nolenberg, who's sponsoring the Carter Act legislation, as well as our good friend Congressman Trent Frank, spoke out on this issue. This is a very important geopolitical issue. The whole trip with Hamas that President Carter took, how does that play into the geopolitical situation? It's the last day we're going to be able to talk about it on the air because we've got to get to other topics next week. But let me encourage you also, if you've not yet made a reservation to go with me to Israel. Pam and I are going on June 17th. You'll be joining us. We'll have students from Regent University with us. There'll be about 150 people on the trip. It's really a very, very important time for you to be there to understand what's going on. You'll meet with government leaders, see all the key biblical sites. Let me encourage you to go to 1-800-662-5406. Let me give you that number again. 800-662-5406. That's to get information about the upcoming trip to Israel. We've got the itinerary posted at aclj.org, but you need to go ahead and make your reservations now because it's booking out. Like I said, we're down to the last bus. We're going to take about 150 people. That includes the students that'll be going. So it's really a very intimate group, a very, very important time to be in Israel to understand what's going on. You're going to go right to the border of Lebanon. It really fascinating tour. And of course, you go to the biblical sites, it'll be great biblical teaching. But this will give you a real hands-on experience of what's going on in the Middle East. You'll understand the situation a lot better. Again, tour information at 1-800-662-5406. We've got time for one call. We're getting some calls about Planned Parenthood. There was some news on that the other day. Patty, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. I just want to raise everybody's antenna to the fact that Planned Parenthood is the government's arm for managing sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, they are. It's more than that. I mean, they are not only the largest abortion provider in the world, but you've seen the stories that have just come out the last couple of days. They are getting hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. We're going to get back to that topic, by the way, in about 2 weeks. We've got some developments there we'll want to bring you up to date on. Right now, the funding issue we're concerned about, and I appreciate your call, Patty, the funding issue we're concerned about is that Jimmy Carter's Carter Center is getting $20 million of our taxpayer dollars, and then he's going over to the Middle East and meeting with Hamas. We just don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. So what we encourage you to do, this is the last day to do it, is to add your name to this petition supporting the Carter Act, which will defund Jimmy Carter's Carter Center, at least from federal funding, so he's not going on our nickel over to negotiate with Hamas. 877-989-2255 is the number for you to call to add your name to this petition. 877-989-2255. And, of course, updated information at aclj.org.
Against the advice of the White House and members of Congress, former President Jimmy Carter decided to meet with Hamas, one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. Carter's meeting with Hamas has been roundly condemned and has prompted members of Congress to launch legislation that will pull the plug on federal funding of the Carter Center. Nearly $20 million, your federal tax money, already has gone to Carter's organization.
The U.S. government has to break ties with President Carter. We don't want any more of this. We don't need a one-man foreign policy roadshow. Mr. Carter is being totally irresponsible in meeting with terrorists, and there must be consequences.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in support of this important legislation. Send a strong message. If you meet with terrorists, you pay a price. Stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. Sign on to the ACLJ petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
It's The Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of The Logan Show.
Each week on The Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. This goes out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows. Visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right.
My decision was just to talk to people who must be involved in the final peace agreement, who are excluded at this point from any discussions leading to a peace agreement.
Those are the words of Jimmy Carter, and the group he's talking about, the people that he's talking about, are the leadership of Hamas, a terrorist organization bent on the destruction of Israel, harming the United States, and is the center of a controversy that developed over the last several months with their treatment of people of religious faith that are not devout Muslims in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Remember, it was Hamas that was in charge of, unfortunately, the beheading of that Christian bookstore owner in the Gaza Strip. So this is a very serious situation. And folks, we're taking direct action on this. We've got a petition that we're going to be sending to Congress, and we're going to be talking to the congressman that is sponsoring legislation to defund the Carter Center. If you want to add your name to this, by the way, and we need you to do so today, 877-989-2255 is the number. You're talking about $20 million of taxpayer money's gone to the Carter Center. You're talking about an ex-president, a former president, that is doing a one-person foreign policy mission with no authority from the United States. It's raised a lot of problems on Capitol Hill and a lot of issues. And a congressman who's been known to have strong support for Israel, strong support for America and America's defense, Congressman Joe Nolenberg is our guest. He is, of course, the Republican congressman from the 9th District of Michigan. By the way, we're hearing from Democrats, too. I noticed that Joe Lieberman spoke out this weekend on it as well. Congressman, thanks for being with us today.
You bet, Jay. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what led you to your move here as far as getting this legislation forward, and what was the motivating force, and what's the aim here?
First of all, about 4 or 5 days before I actually dropped this bill, I sent him a letter, and that letter made it very clear that I objected to what he was planning on doing. At that time, he hadn't left the U.S., but in fact, what he has done, he ignored the letter, and I could sense that that was coming. And so after 4 or 5 days later, I decided I'm going to drop a bill that will, in fact, impact what he is doing. The Carter Center, as you correctly state, is an organization that we appropriate something like close to $20 million now over the last 5 or 6 years. So that's not chicken feed. And these are taxpayer dollars. That's the hard part about it. So I think what we've got to do is simply say that's not acceptable. It's not tolerable. We don't deal with terrorists, and he shouldn't either. And in my I haven't searched this totally, but I don't believe ever in the history of this country that we had a former president who maligned the existing administration, or certainly maligned the U.S. policy. And U.S. policy is being attacked here by Jimmy Carter.
You know, it's interesting, Congressman, because we have done, we've got with our large staff of lawyers, I had over the weekend research done from some of our government affairs legal team on the issue, exactly what you talked about. And there was actually an act of Congress that was passed and signed by President Washington in 1799 called the Logan Act. And that was an attempt by there an individual, not a president, though you're correct, not a former president, trying to interfere with the United States foreign policy as it related to France at the time of their revolution and shortly thereafter. What's interesting about this is it's been applied a couple of other times, although it's been around for 200 years. It's generally these kind of situations. Now, it's never been with an ex-president or former president before, but Congressman, that almost makes that worse here, that you've got someone that has the prestige and dignity of being the former president of the United States, and he's sitting down, contrary to U.S. policy, both Democratic and Republican here, bipartisan policy, you don't deal with terrorists. And he's sitting down and bragging about the fact, frankly, and we've got the sound clips on this, that he's meeting with Hamas and Hamas leadership, embraced by them, while the Israelis, of course, won't meet with them because they're not going to negotiate with Hamas.
Yeah, as I say, the U.S. government has to break ties with President Carter simply because of the fact that we as a nation have to speak with a clear voice against terrorism, and his irresponsible actions are having consequences. And the former president, Mr. Carter, is being totally irresponsible in meeting with terrorists, and there must be consequences. And if not, and this is exactly what I thought would happen, if he doesn't stay away from this, then others might follow his lead, and already, as you know, we have the terrorists themselves who are beginning to suggest that they're being legitimized and they're being looked at now more reasonably than sure. They were before, simply because of Jimmy Carter. That's just exactly what we don't want to have happen.
Now, you've promoted some legislation or put forward some legislation, which we're going to back and back aggressively this week and get a lot of people that are going to be signing petitions, which will get over to your offices and your colleagues as well. Congressman, tell us about the legislation you put forward. You were the first person to speak out on this, and we're really glad, Congressman Nolenberg, you did. What is the main thrust of the legislation?
It's simply this. The appropriate committee, which is the Foreign Operations Committee, has the responsibility of appropriating money for a variety of things, obviously, and one of those happens to be the Carter Center. Carter Center gets, as they say, between $4 and $5 million a year, and this has gone on for some time. What my bill does is it strips out that funding, and that means that he is not going to get that funding in the coming year, if obviously we're successful. And your point about contacting various congressmen around the country, that's a great idea, congressmen and senators, and ask them to support this legislation that sends a clear message to President Carter. And also it sends a clear message, I think, to we don't want any more of this. We don't need a one-man foreign policy roadshow. And the thing about Mr. Carter that bothers me is, for some reason, he thinks that he has this right. He has this right to act on his own, and I happen to see this as something that goes beyond what he is. He is a former president. Yes, he's a citizen, but as a citizen, he doesn't have a right to go out and do whatever he wants, and that's exactly what he's doing. And he's hurting himself, and I think he's hurting this nation by trying to broker an arrangement. And I, at this moment, don't believe that he's having much success in the conversations with the particular terrorist he's talking to, but they seem to kind of glow in the sunlight on this thing. But
sure.
We're talking to a former president.
Yeah, it's giving him legitimacy. Last question, Congressman. I know you've got a lot on your plate today and a lot of things going on. We appreciate you taking time. You touched on this. How important is it for the American people to be contacting their congressman, speaking out on this issue, to move this forward so that we're not using taxpayer dollars to support an effort to undercut U.S. policy?
Very important. Let me just tell you, I would also say, Jay, anything that you can do, and I know you're doing it, you can communicate this to other colleagues of yours. I think it's important that people call their member of Congress, their senator, and just ask them to consider supporting this bill, because that's the kind of response that we need. And I think it's a grassroots effort. You're obviously committed to continue in that phase, so I would say do that. We need that kind of help, because we do not need any more of this offering that is being put out there by, as I said once before, the one-man foreign policy roadshow. That's kind of what it is.
Congressman, we appreciate you taking time. Do know we're going to keep in contact with your office. We're going to talk to your colleagues as well. We appreciate you taking the lead on what I think is one of the most important pieces of legislation to be introduced in the last couple of weeks, no doubt about it. Thank you, Congressman Nolenberg.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Very good. Folks, you heard what the congressman said. I want to reiterate and underscore something here, folks. This is outrageous. By the way, the act is called the Carter Act. That's the legislation that Congressman Nolenberg put forward, and it is really to have a coordinated American response to Extreme Radicals Act. That's what it's called. It happens to be the acronym is CARTER. By meeting with Hamas, ex-President Carter has undermined significantly, as you know, U.S. policy. But folks, what makes it worse is you and I are paying for this, and that is absolutely outrageous. So here's what we want you to do. You go to your phones right now. Everybody that's listening to me should be opposing what Jimmy Carter's doing, but also not having your taxpayer dollars go to it. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up, by the way, online at ACLJ.org. It's simply the Carter Act. We're backing it. We're going to put up the numbers for Congress and the Senate on your screen. Contact your congressman as well and your senator. Tell them to back the Carter Act. We don't want taxpayer dollars going to the Carter Center, which allows Jimmy Carter, the former president, to do exactly what he did. He's negotiating with terrorists. This is what he's doing. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. We're going to go right to our phones. You can also sign up, by the way, ACLJ.org. Let's go to Paul, who's calling from Idaho, line four. Hi, Paul.
Morning, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I believe what Carter did is treasonous, and if anybody that, like you and I, would have done something like that, we'd be sitting in Guantanamo Bay right now.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, Paul, that under the USA Patriot Act, and we've got this being posted to our website. It may not be up there right this moment, but it'll be up there in the next few minutes. There's a Logan Act, and there's also the USA Patriot Act. And the USA Patriot Act says you can't give aid and abet and give advice to terrorist organizations, which sounds like exactly what Jimmy Carter was doing, what President Carter was doing. Now, we're not, like Congressman Nolenberg said, we're not going to know this until we get the information back. But this is what we're concerned about. But again, it's your taxpayer dollars going to this. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Your reaction to Jimmy Carter negotiating with Hamas. We've got, in about a minute, we're taking a break, but I want to get Than Bennett back in the conversation, our Deputy Director of Government Affairs. Than, as far as speaking out on this issue, right now seems to be the critical week for this to get the momentum to move this forward.
Oh, it's absolutely critical, Jay. You hit it on the head. The key here is the bipartisan nature of this effort that Congressman Nolenberg is leading. You know, a lot of times these efforts to defund programs are very partisan. They're very symbolic. But there is a real chance that this could happen. We've had more than 50 members of Congress send letters supporting Congressman Nolenberg's position. Howard Berman, the Democrat chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is supporting this position. It is absolutely critical that in the next few days our members contact their members of Congress, build the momentum, and possibly we could see this defunding actually happen.
Now, folks, this is a critically important issue. We don't want to negotiate with Hamas, and we don't want Jimmy Carter doing that negotiation for the United States. 877-989-2255 is the number. Now, that's 877-989-2255. You're signing on to support the Carter Act, which is to defund the Carter Center, who's engaging with the terrorists, folks. It's absurd as it sounds. It's absurd as it is. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. We're going to be back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at ACLJ.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. If you enjoy listening to Jay Sekulow Live, you'll love the new television broadcast at the American Center for Law and Justice. It's called ACLJ This Week.
We're going to talk about it on ACLJ This Week. Welcome to a very special broadcast.
Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow discusses the top issues that matter most to you and your family.
The American Center for Law and Justice, we have been front and center on the issue.
He talks with ACLJ senior attorneys.
We've got assembled a team of our senior lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
And takes a look at the facts behind the headlines.
Let's take a look at this report.
With thought-provoking analysis, Jay works to ensure that your religious and your constitutional freedoms are protected.
It's called ACLJ This Week, a television presentation of the American Center for Law and Justice. It airs on a variety of networks, coast to coast, for specific times and the specific networks. Check out our website, aclj.org, the internet address for the American Center for Law and Justice.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. As I mentioned to you, we've gotten a lot of calls this week about President Carter's mission to the Middle East, which is, most of you know that are listening to this broadcast, I've made about 6 trips to Israel in the last 10 months working on some major, major projects, going back in 5 or 6 weeks. And this meeting with Hamas has got us very concerned. It's got members of the United States Congress concerned as well. Congressman Nolenberg was on the broadcast on Monday, and he mentioned specifically the idea that we're funding the Carter Center with federal taxpayer dollars to the tune of about $20 million. That needs to stop, and there's a move to do that. We want you to add your name of support, by the way, to a petition that's going to Congress. If you want to add your name to stop the federal funding of the Carter Center, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org for updated information. No stranger to this program and a true friend of the American people, not just for the good folks in his home state of Arizona, but also for all of us that are fighting for values and freedom and liberty, and that is Congressman Trent Franks is our guest. And Congressman, thanks for being with us as always.
I'm just honored to be with you as always, Jay.
Let me ask you this first. I know there's a lot of things going on right now inside of in Washington, but let's talk about your impressions right now of the situation with President Carter, former President Carter, going over and negotiating with Hamas.
You know, Jay, sometimes there's just no way to describe something like that, but just an inexplicable disgrace. The astonishing thing that a former president of the United States, you know, who is protected by Secret Service at taxpayer expense, would go over and negotiate with a blatant terrorist organization, not only dedicated to the destruction of Israel, but essentially committed to the destruction of human freedom, is a disgrace that beggars description. And I just cannot. I can't put into words how disappointed I am in Mr. Carter. I just don't know what he is possibly thinking.
One of the things that has me very concerned, and as I said, we do a lot of work in the Middle East. I mean, a lot in Israel. And I know you have been a huge supporter of Israel, one of the best in the Congress on issues, understanding the geopolitical situation, the importance to keep our reliable ally there, Israel. But this trip that Jimmy Carter's taken, to me, seems like that we really have a situation where he is not only doing this kind of free-for-all negotiations, but Hamas is using him because they're using the prestige of a former president to legitimize their regime.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. And forgive me, I'm very upset, so I hope I don't speak too intemperately here. But I think what he's doing is tantamount to treasonous. And Hamas has one miscalculation here. Mr. Carter's prestige that they're so focused upon isn't very high in this country right now with the people that have any reasonable analysis of the country. So maybe they're not getting the bang for their buck they think they are, given Mr. Carter's drop in the general prestige of what would naturally go with a former president. But, you know, this when Mr. Carter was president, we had our hostages held for 444 days. And when Ronald Reagan took office, they knew that a different man was in the Oval Office. And before he took the oath, or right after he took the oath, the hostages left Iranian airspace because they knew they were dealing with a different man. And I cannot imagine how that wasn't a lesson to Mr. Carter to somehow see that his mindset towards terrorism, that they laugh at him because he's so willing, it seems, to go along with them and to hold them up as just a misunderstood group. And yet they've used him in the past to the great detriment of America and to the great detriment of freedom. And I just got to tell you, I think this is just a disgrace. I'm going to have a hard time saying the word.
Inextricable. Inexplicable is what it is.
Inextricable. I don't know how you put a definition on this because he really has disgraced, I think, the cause of human freedom and the country that he once presided over. And it's just sad beyond measure.
You know, one of the things that we saw are continuing to see, Congressman Franks, in the outpouring of the number of calls. We've received calls and emails right now in just a few days, over 10,000 people have contacted us. Outraged at what's going on here, outraged at what Jimmy Carter's actions have been. But you bring up a very important point, and that is when you look at the history of President Carter and the Iranian hostage crisis and his negotiations and then his statement about Israel and apartheid, couple that with the fact that most of his staff has quit over the statement he made in his last book. And then he goes here on a free-for-all. And that's what, I mean, you call it a lot of things, but it's kind of freelance mission to the Middle East. This is the kind of thing that I think presents a serious problem for the American people, and Hamas is using him. We all know that, but it is sending the wrong signal. Now, the fact that we're spending taxpayer dollars to do this, you mentioned the Secret Service, of course, money going directly to the Carter Center. To me, it just is outrageous, and I can't imagine what the American, I can't imagine because I'm hearing from the American people, they're outraged on this. But Congressman, what's the reaction of your colleagues? I'm hearing bipartisan condemnation of this.
Really true, and I think if a bill would come, if we could get a vote, I mean, Mrs. Pelosi may not allow us to have a vote, but I think if we voted right now on the floor today to defund the Carter Center and to defund Mr. Carter's Secret Service, I think it would pass because, in the past, you ask yourself, what is a betrayal of a country? In today's dynamic, when terrorism and the evil specter it represents to our country is one of our greatest enemies, for a former president to go and legitimize Hamas, a blatant terrorist organization, is, again, it's as close to treasonous as you can get. And I don't know what the former president is thinking, but unfortunately, it's not so far outside of his pattern in the past. But what were we thinking ever electing him president?
Well, I'll tell you something. It's discouraging to us. We're getting a huge outcry in this. Let me ask you this, Congressman. You've got the bill of your colleague, Congressman Nolenberg, which is defunding. He called Jimmy Carter a one-man foreign policy roadshow, but it's worse than a roadshow. I mean, it's a disaster. In my view, what it's doing to the Middle East. The Israelis are, as you can imagine, furious. How important is it for the American people to speak up and speak out on this issue to get their members of the House and Senate behind these efforts to defund the center?
Well, it's very important because if we don't understand the terrorist mindset that we're up against, if former presidents are going and legitimizing terrorist organizations like Hamas, I mean, that's not so different than Mr. Clinton bringing Yasser Arafat to the White House. I mean, the Yasser Arafat was a blatant, bloody killer, a terrorist of the first magnitude. And Hamas is the exact same mindset. And we better figure out what we're up against here. Our children are going to pay a terrible price for our lack of understanding and for our lack of courage to deal with it. And unfortunately, Mr. Carter is going to be remembered in history as someone who was someone that allowed these terrorist organizations legitimacy. And it's a tragedy that beggars description. It's inexplicable, inextricable, and a disgrace.
Well, Congressman Frank, we appreciate your hard work on this and so many other issues, and thank you for speaking out. I want you to know that we're hearing from American citizens all over the country that are outraged on this. We'll keep you posted, and we appreciate your leadership on these issues.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you for helping people understand what it's all about. We're in a pretty serious war here, and apart from people like you helping the folks understand it, there's not much hope for victory. I absolutely believe we'll win, but it's because of people like yourself.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Congressman Franks.
Thank you.
Congressman Trent Franks, a great friend of ours and a great friend of the American people. Folks, what's happening is outrageous. You heard what Congressman Franks said. This action of President Carter is very dangerous to national policy and very dangerous when you're dealing with Hamas. Here's what we need you to do. You go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 is the number. Now, if you go to ACLJ.org, you're going to see updated information on the website about this issue, articles posted, and a legal analysis. So you can go to the website, get information there. But also, you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to stop federal funding for the Carter Center. And, of course, updated information at ACLJ.org.